This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Today is, in fact, Wednesday. It is, in fact, the 12th of April, and we did, in fact, get the March reading on the Consumer Price Index this morning. Overall, things are looking better. Year-on-year inflation, 5% last month. But as we all know, overall in this economy doesn't pay the bills or buy the groceries. And when you start looking closer, some of the details from this morning are a little bit troubling. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore and Kristen Schwab help us sort the good from the bad.
So today, against my nature, I will play the optimist, and Kristen will play the pessimist.
I'd call myself a realist, but okay.
Experts will play themselves, and they live somewhere between me and Kristen.
I see clear positives with this report, but this wasn't a slam dunk.
It feels like Americans are going to be seeing some relief in general.
In fact, I'm a bit more worried about the next couple of months after seeing what we saw today.
That was Alan Detmeister at UBS, Naomi Bloom with Total Farm Marketing, and Omer Sharif with Inflation Insights.
So getting going with the positives, groceries were cheaper in March. Prices fell from the month before by 0.3%.
Eggs actually down just over 10%. Fruits and vegetables declined 1.3%.
This is Naomi Bloom again with Total Farm Marketing.
So all the pieces are coming together and ultimately definitely showing Americans some relief on some of their bills.
See, that's great. Relief. Eggs. Fruits and vegetables.
But food and beverage prices are still up more than 8% compared to a year ago. And for those bills to keep coming down, we're going to need some luck.
We need the United States this summer to have a perfect spring planting. We need the farmers in this country this summer to have perfect weather conditions because we still have tight supplies from a year ago.
No pressure.
Well, forget food then. There's also housing. The cost of shelter generally was up 0.6% in March. That is not ideal, I know, but it's better than the 0.8% increase we got in February. Here's Alan Detmeister again at UBS.
So the fact that we're starting to see some slowing in those is something we've been waiting for many months.
But over here on Team Pessimism is Omer Sharif at Inflation Insights. He says there's something fishy about the 0.6% rise in shelter costs.
I'm very cautious about this particular number today.
Why is that?
Yeah, there's elements of a lot of noise in this data.
About a third of the rent growth slowdown came from big cities, and about half of that came from a drop-off in San Diego.
When it's that sort of unbalanced, when one city alone is driving so much of the slowdown, that's another reason to be pretty cautious about taking this cooling at face value.
Because what's happening in San Diego doesn't really matter in San Antonio.
Well, I am going to focus on joy and point out that one of the harder parts of inflation to tame is services. This is everything from getting a haircut to business consulting. But services prices grew only 0.4% in March, down from 0.6% in February.
But Sabri, they've been going up and down in that range for months now and not really moving overall.
But, Kristen, a big part of services is wages, and wage growth is slowing down.
But there are some services where wages are not the driving factor. Take auto insurance. Here's Sharif again.
Used cars, of course, cost more. Everyone's out driving. There are more accidents on the road, and cars have more expensive parts. So, unfortunately, some of the stickiness is inflation in other sectors seeping into other parts of the economy.
So, yeah, everything's fine. Looking pretty good.
But really, it's not.
In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore.
And I'm Kristen Schwab
for Marketplace.